From the start of my entrepreneurial journey, I have always sought advice from those who had already accomplished what I was trying to. The best of the best in the world of business, self-made billionaires. Through reading books as well as watching talks and interviews online, I gathered as much billionaire wisdom as I could. I always had an interest in entrepreneurship, commercial enterprise, and economics. Growing up, I remember when forced to watch the news, what I looked forward to seeing was business news, not the sports segment like most other boys. I still recall the South African rand trading at around 7 rand to the US dollar, and every weekday I would wait to see how the ZAR performed and followed the currency markets like a sports fan follows a team. My interest in entrepreneurship grew stronger after high school. Upon analysis of the prospect of securing a high-paying job after graduating from university in a country with one of the highest unemployment rates in the world, I resolved at once that I would help tackle that problem by founding a startup. The idea was to take a public or listing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange to create well-paying jobs for everyone else. A common theme I observed from billionaires at the time was that a great majority of them became successful by solving a problem. Billionaires like Jack Dorsey, who founded Twitter and Square, now blog, Elon Musk, the richest person on the planet, emphasized problem solving when advising entrepreneurs. Dorsey states that when he founded his payments company Square, he was trying to solve the problem that small businesses endured when accepting credit cards. Elon Musk has said your salary or income is in direct proportion to the difficulty of the problem that you are solving. Kevin Systrom, with a net worth of $1.6 billion, founded and sold Instagram to Facebook for $1 billion when he was just 18 months old with a mere 13 employees. He advised that you should focus on and ask yourself, what problem are you solving as an entrepreneur? Billionaire investor and Warren Buffett's right-hand man, Charlie Munger, has been quoted as saying, "In my whole life, I have known no wise people who didn't read all the time. None, zero." When I made up my mind that I would be a startup founder and solve problems, I began at once to read every book or magazine I could find. I assumed naively that the road would be a straightforward one. Start a company that solves a problem for millions of people and make millions of dollars. This was based largely on advice from technology entrepreneur and author Peter Diamandis, who reasons that in order to make $1 billion, you have to find a way to help 1 billion people. Driven by this desire to solve problems, while in my second year of studies, I founded my very first company, EX Digital, Exponential Digital Company, with a mission to help SMEs market themselves online by creating digital content for companies. I knew from reading stories of other entrepreneurs that most of them find success not in their first venture, but after failing, making mistakes, and pivoting. My goal for EX Digital then was to learn as much as I can and make every possible mistake in the entrepreneurship book before finally pivoting to success. Back in 2018, I attended a talk by Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba, one of the largest e-commerce businesses in the world with a market cap north of $300 billion. When Ma came to speak on our campus in Johannesburg at the University of the Witwatersrand, he said that if he were to ever write an autobiography, it would be called 1,000 Mistakes. I knew there were still some mistakes I would make as a founder at the time, since I hadn't made as nearly as 1,000 in my first venture. So while doing a master's degree full-time, completing demanding research on artificial intelligence and machine learning, I simultaneously founded and ran together with a friend an e-commerce startup trading as X23. With X23, my co-founder and I made our share of mistakes. Mistakes I believe could have been avoided had I heeded the advice of one successful entrepreneur. The year before founding X23, I told former CEO of instant messaging app Mixit, a company he had acquired for hundreds of millions from Naspers, Alan Notcrate Jr., about my idea. Standing outside the venue of Startup Grind Pretoria, where I had arrived early to get a chance to speak with Craig Jr., he advised me not to go into e-commerce because there was no profit in the sector. I argued naively with Craig Jr. about his assertion, referencing the Amazons and Alibabas of the world. Craig acknowledged the points I was making but reiterated that there's a lot of revenue or turnover in e-commerce but not a lot of profit, and even made suggestions to me of the sectors he knew had a lot of profit: insurance, mining, and telecommunications. The industries Craig Jr. suggested I look into had a high barrier to entry and required lots of capital, so I carried forth and bootstrapped an e-commerce startup. pivoting several times from selling health and beauty products to electronics, making some revenue and no profit in our first year of operation, and later increasing revenue but with little profit. One of Amazon's founder Jeff Bezos' favorite saying is, "Everything big starts out small." Although the companies I'm now running are small, it is my belief that one day we'll be big enough to help solve problems for millions of people, as most billionaires advise funders to do.